Your first date went well, but now you're getting the Provo fade?
John and Justin can help with the second date update.
What's up, Stan?
Hey, how are you?
Stan the man. That's what I'm talking about. I feel the confidence already.
Yeah, he's never heard that before.
I know.
Right.
All right, Stan, what's going on?
Well, went on a date, having a little trouble getting a hold of her. Her name's Bethany. We met through a friend. We talked for a few weeks on the phone before the date. You know, just, you know, it seemed to hit off, you know, yeah. A little flirting here or there. It looked pretty good. So finally we decided to meet up and, you know, we decided let's go downtown. We'll see a show at Wise Guys.
Nice. You saw some comedy.
Yeah, you know, it's always good. Like, I mean,
those are good dates.
I don't know. When you're both laughing together, it lets you get your guard down and, you know, it's a fun night.
When I was in college, I did a speed dating at a comedy club once.
You did?
Yeah. And it was a blast.
Oh.
No, it was really fun. You did like the speed dating and then you got to stick around for the comedy show. It was Lisa Lampanelli before she was famous.
Oh, wow. She's
great. That would be fun.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
All right. So if you guys talked a few weeks and you went downtown together, like you picked her up, like she felt comfortable enough with you driving?
Yeah. You know, okay. We went down there and we parked and I mean, the comedy was good. No complaints. Bethany was great. Like I did get a parking ticket, things happen. But other than that, solid night.
The cost of dating, my friend. That's what
that's part of being downtown.
All right. And since then you have not heard from Bethany, but I take it you have reached out before us today.
Yeah. I did the whole, like, you know, wait a couple days, give her a call, and then wait another couple days and then shot her a text and then kind of nothing. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. So, well, why don't we grab Bethany's phone number from you and we'll just call her up next and see why she's not calling you back.
I would love it. Yeah, thanks.
John and Justin
on Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Stan, who met Bethany through a friend, and the two of them actually talked on the phone for a few weeks, got to know each other. So Stan picked up Bethany and they went downtown to Wise Guys, saw a comedy show, and then went home. And Stan's going, look, the comic wasn't offensive. Bethany seemed like she had a good time.
Yeah.
At least I should get a second date out of this, but he has not heard back. Hey, Stan, did I get all that correct?
You nailed it. That's
okay.
It.
Cool. We tracked down Bethany. I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Bethany.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air right now with John, Justin, Jackson, Mix 105.1. Is that still okay?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Dating, am I right?
Yeah.
It's hard these days. Like, you go out, you sometimes you have a great date. Other times, you know, you get a little bit of a dud. How's it for you lately? Are you getting the duds or are you getting some nice dating out there on the scene?
I'm going to go with mostly duds at this point. So
that's so weird you mentioned that, because we actually talked to a friend of yours named Stan who you went out on a date with not too long ago, and Stan felt like the date wasn't a dud. He thought it was something special, but you know, he's not hearing back from you.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
No,
are you serious?
Yeah, we talked to him earlier.
Serious? That guy is nuts.
Oh.
Why is he nuts?
Okay, so we're really going to do... Okay. So, Stan. He and I went out. We went to Wise Guys, and we saw the comedy show, and it was a good time. I'll give him that. He was friendly and funny and, like, good sense of humor. I can run with that. He's, he smells fine. He's reasonably good looking.
Yeah.
And then... He goes, he gets a parking ticket, which is what it is. Next day, this guy calls me and says that he wants me to pay for his parking ticket.
Well, why is it your problem?
That's exactly my question. So he says that it's because he wouldn't have parked where he did if I hadn't told him to.
Jackson just spit up coffee on this.
Hold on.
Well, yeah, you told him to park there.
You told him where to park, so automatically it's your responsibility to pay that ticket.
Uh-huh.
Crazy, right?
So did you not park underground?
No, because I wanted to park closer.
Okay. And it turned out that was a bad spot to park? Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, he got a parking ticket. I didn't realize he didn't pay.
Bad for Stan
for
to
parking.
Park there. Yeah. You know what? We got to talk to Stan about it. I'm sorry, Bethany. Stan's been listening in. Hey, Stan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you
Bethany.
Stan,
you did reach out to Bethany.
Wow.
Not only about the date, but about her throwing you some cash.
Well, I mean, like, look, I mean, like, I just listened to how she told it. She was very instructive about where to park, and it was like a block away if we went underground. I mean, it was like it saved maybe 30 seconds. And as a first date, I was just too embarrassed to, you know, just say, no, I'm going to park underground. But, I mean, she was very like, hey, you need to park there. You know, it's a lot closer. I don't want to walk. And I don't know if it was like shoes or what, but I was just trying to appease. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, I ended up getting the parking ticket because she told me to park there.
Yeah, Stan, I'm kind of curious about this. Because she told you to park there, you feel like you owe her now or she owes you the cash for the parking ticket? I mean, it's your car.
Well,
you parked
there. Well, I mean, I think a reasonable solution would be, like, go have fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Your car, her suggestion? You guys are both invested?
Yeah, they both turned the key, right? Yeah. They both agreed upon the parking spot. So they should share the...
It's $15. You guys can split it. And
all right, no, what do you think, Justin? Let's go around the room.
I just think as the gentleman that you just cough up the ticket, it's what, $15 for a parking ticket? It's not the end of the world.
It's 30, homie.
Is it 30 now?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the last time I got a parking ticket.
Must be nice.
Yes. Jackson?
Dude, don't make her pay... Listen, I get where you're coming from, because I would be pretty upset if I had parked somewhere where someone else told me to, especially if it was an area that I wasn't familiar with, but this is weird. You don't give someone a bill and then ask why they're not going out with you again.
I mean, I still did pay for the rest of the date, you know, like, I wasn't like a total cheapskate.
Tickets to the club, but, the food, all of that.
So what's another $30?
Uh-huh. He's invested a lot now in this relationship.
Right.
Maybe we can help out and pay for the next one. Stan, I mean, are you interested in going on another date with Bethany?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I get the PayPal for that $15, I'd be happy to go. You know.
And who says that chivalry ain't dead? Jeez, it's not happening, dude.